Welcome to Reading the Bible Together, the Lectio Divina series. Lectio Divina is the practice of contemplating Scripture. So find a quiet space and take a deep breath as we enter into Scripture. Our first movement is Lectio reading. As you listen to the passage, ask yourself these questions. What is the basic meaning of the passage without involving my assumptions, opinions, or bias?
God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him, but anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. And the judgment is based on this fact. God's light came into the world, but people love the darkness more than the light, for their actions were evil. All who do evil hate the light and refuse to go near it for fear their sins will be exposed. But those who do what is right come to the light, so others can see that they're doing what God wants.
The second movement of Lectio is meditation. This time, as you listen to the passage, meditate on it and ask yourself, what does the text say to me today and in my life? How do I see myself in the text?
God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him, but anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. And the judgment is based on this fact. God's light came into the world, but people love the darkness more than the light, for their actions were evil. All who do evil hate the light and refuse to go near it for fear their sins will be exposed. But those who do what is right come to the light, so others can see that they're doing what God wants.
The third movement is prayer. Take some time and ask yourself, what can I say to Jesus based on what I've read in the passage? What do I want to ask him? We're going to take a moment so you have some time to pray. The fourth and final movement is contemplation. As we listen to the scripture one last time, ask yourself, how have I experienced the presence of Jesus in this time, in the past week? What is Jesus saying to me in this passage?
God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him. But anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. And the judgment is based on this fact. God's light came into the world, but people love the darkness more than the light, for their actions were evil. All who do evil hate the light and refuse to go near it for fear their sins will be exposed. But those who do what is right come to the light, so others can see that they're doing what God wants.
Before we head into the rest of our day, let's pray together. Father, I thank you that you know everything, and you're so big, and you are personal. Jesus, I thank you for sacrificing yourself for me, for being the King of Kings, for being Emmanuel. Holy Spirit, I thank you that you are in me. You are wisdom and the counselor, and you go with me through my day. Amen.